On Spelman College Week, Black Union widows had trouble claiming their benefits after the Civil War. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brandy Brimmer, associate professor in the Department of History, discusses their post-war battle.
After the American Civil War, newly freed Black women made up one of the largest groups of Union widows across the South. Yet their struggle for recognition by the Federal Pension Bureau remains an understudied dimension of the war and its aftermath. My research analyzes the processes by which Black women in eastern North Carolina asserted their views of citizenship and worthiness to the U.S. Pension Bureau. Their petitions for survivors' benefits and the first-person testimony of those who supported them paint a vivid picture of their survival strategies in free labor society. In claiming the pensions to which they were in principle entitled, these women challenged the Bureau's definition of Union widowhood and expanded the boundaries of U.S. citizenship. The Pension Bureau distributed monetary resources to widows, children, and other dependent relatives of soldiers through a legal structure that required proof of marriage and evidence of war-related debt. Since the marriages of enslaved people were neither authorized nor effectuated through legal routes, it was nearly impossible for formerly enslaved women to secure pension benefits. Federal lawmakers eventually addressed this problem through the Supplementary Pension Act of July 4, 1864, which retroactively recognized the marriages of formerly enslaved people within the pension system. Still, a tedious and complicated application, limited economic resources, and competing definitions of what constituted a legal marriage made securing a pension difficult. Maintaining their standing on the pension roster could be just as intense. Scrutiny over how a widow earned wages, notions of what constituted a proper family, and sexual respectability became central points of contention. At the end of the war, freed women across the South set about filing petitions for survivors' benefits with great frequency. They rested their claims on their contributions to slavery's demise and their loved ones' military service. Shining the light on their struggle for recognition underscores Black women's legal acumen and understanding of the Pension Bureau as an arena of activism and redress.
That was Brandy Brimmer of Spelman College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.